brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The globalists are afraid of us. They're afraid of us taking action. They know we have power. They know that individuals who are highly motivated and focused and have good information can change the course of history. That's why they try to counter us with their propaganda, or they try to harass us. It isn't working, and their own minions are waking up in droves every day. Their humanity is returning. More and more of their own people are going public inside the IMF and World Bank, inside these big corporations, and blowing the whistle on this corrupt New World Order. And as the New World Order comes into view, as people see the details of it, as they realize how horrible it is, you're going to see more resistance. That's why, consequently, at the same time, the converse of it is the globalists are racing to expand the structure of control, the electronic straitjacket, the societal black ski masking of the police, the armored vehicles, the face-scanning cameras, because they know the stuff they got planned for humanity is so horrible, you're going to buck. You're going to struggle in the squeeze chute. My friends, we've got to say no to being led to the slaughter. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Got some great guests coming up here in the next segment, and of course your calls will continue. Right now, let's talk to Harvey in Florida. Harvey, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, Harvey.
Great to talk to you again. Your callers are so informed and talking about so many important subjects today. I'd like to talk about one or two things. First of all, our training of all the military around the world how to kill and slaughter their own people, which is Negroponte's job in Iraq.
No, this is a bloodthirsty henchman. They send him to Iraq to run the death squads. They send him to Latin America to do it. He'll be our new national security chief.
They train people all around the planet. Your caller, I think his name was Carlos, talking about the School of the Americas. Not only do we do it there, we do it in Camp Harvey in West Virginia. We go to other countries and train them how to slaughter their own people, how to keep their populations down. So this is a crime against humanity. And when I hear, you also spoke today about propaganda, the never-ending tentacles of the monster of propaganda that's around our throats, brought to us by our co-opted media. And every time George Bush goes to one of his fake staged audiences, they have somebody in the audience that stands up, it's usually a woman, that says, I just want to thank you, President Bush, for bringing dignity and honor back to the White House.
Which is the complete opposite. I mean, it just gets worse and worse, you know, each successive president as we're getting deeper into this. And, you know, I've got the audio clips where Bush says, this is a staged press conference. Why are you at, you didn't give me this in writing beforehand. I mean, he's slipped up and thrown fits, which I understand. It's stressful. I've done that on TV before. You know, got a little bit angry by, you know, a bunch of screw-ups. But I mean, literally, you know, he's sitting there admitting that it's scripted, going, hey, you were supposed to give me this question beforehand written.
Oh, I've heard that, yep.
I mean, no, I played the clip. I got the video clip. But the point is that this really is script? They now admit the reporters are paid off. It's all staged.
Staged, fake, phony. And then he pretends to go talk to the American people, and that's all staged. These are just Republican shills. And but to stand up and say that I just want this, I've heard every time, because CNN makes sure they broadcast this every half hour and every hour on the hour. I just want to thank you, President Bush, for bringing honor and dignity back to the White House. And this is a mass murderer that she's talking to. So they'll always find people to sell their souls for a few pieces of gold.
Well, it's about being cool. It's about wearing the fancy outfit and swishing in the little
They get invited to the fake affairs.
Go to the parties and, I'm part of the system.
But we really have to keep educating the people not to sell their souls for a few pieces of gold or for a minute in the limelight. They have to stop doing this selling out our country.
Well, it's going to come back to roost. I mean, don't think the globalists are just going to abuse the world and not abuse you.
They think they're going to get a secret ID card, so they're not going to be taken to the oven.
Well, you think, I mean, you're trying to talk about Republicans being bad. I mean, it's all of them.
Oh, it's all of them. Absolutely.
We'll be back. Thanks for the call. Good call.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like Collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through Collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Our listeners keep telling us Vim and Vigor's Collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, Collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And listen, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Every day they beat the drums to go to war with Iran. They're telling us if there's terror attacks in America, it's probably going to be Iran or Syria. Yesterday, Iran and Syria signed a defense pact together to fight the globalists. I wouldn't want to say the United States. And again, I'm not defending Iran or Syria. I mean, those countries are run by monsters too. But they're no threat compared to Pakistan or North Korea or China or Russia that our government coddles and loves and arms. And we got Rumsfeld giving nuclear reactors to North Korea when he was on the board of ABB. And then they tell us we've got to march our sons and daughters now off, and they've set up this big move for a national draft, introduced legislation. We've got to send them off to fight and die when the PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney said in 2000, it's about oil, Saddam isn't a threat. It's about oil and using Iraq as a military base. But we can use Saddam as a pretext to get that oil. I mean, he wrote this. He said this. It isn't like it's O'Neill, the Treasury Secretary, quitting and saying he heard this in meetings. It's not like it's Richard Clark, you know, leaving and saying he heard all this. This is Dick Cheney and something he wrote and published. But the neocons never want to talk about that. And folks, they want World War III. They don't care if it kills a bunch of our troops. They'll make a bunch of money off the weapon sales. They'll get to expand the global empire. It's about going after countries that aren't under their control, whether they're good, bad, or ugly. And I want to talk about the cost of this if it happens.
I want to talk about what this is going to mean. And, I mean, our troops can't even deal with Iraq right now. It's getting worse every day. Imagine going into Iran or Syria, and a draft will be needed. But we're joined by a lady, and I really appreciate her incredible courage, Cindy Sheehan. And she was the mother of a military officer, Casey Austin Sheehan, killed in action in Iraq. And she's the co-founder of Gold Star Families for Peace. And we really do appreciate her joining us. And we've got a great article she's written called Not Worth My Son's Sacrifice on Infowars.com. Cindy, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thank you.
You bet. First off, let's personalize this because the government doesn't like us to do that. They don't want us to photograph the coffins.
Right.
In Louisiana, we had the military refuse to follow orders because the families wanted the caskets to be seen. Tell us about your son, his life, just in a nutshell, what happened when he was sent out of country, and then now your fight to try to save other lives.
Okay, well, Casey was 24 when he was killed, and he was just, just one of the most amazing people. He was very low-key, and he was very calm and gentle and sweet, and he joined the Army in May of 2000. He wanted to, give something back to the country. He was always about service. He was an Eagle Scout. He was an altar boy for 10 years. When he was 18, he stopped being an altar boy and went to serve the church in other capacities. And he did that even throughout his Army service. He went to Mass and helped the chapel where he was stationed. And on April 4th, 2004, he had only been in Iraq for 2 weeks, and there was a battle going on. If you'll remember, April 1st was when the contractors in Fallujah were mutilated and hung from the bridge, and that's right after Paul Bremer took away their newspaper, the Shiites' newspaper and TV, and said some highly inflammatory things and inflamed the Shiites to rebellion against our armed forces. And on April 4th in Sadr City, which is a Shiite ghetto in Baghdad, some of the Shiites overtook some police stations, and a group was sent out to take the police stations back from the Shiite rebels. And they were ambushed, and they were in a fierce battle, and my son and some people on his post were listening to the battle over the radio, and they were told to put together a quick response team to go out and to save the, to help the soldiers that were trapped in the battle that they were in. Well, my son volunteered to go on that mission, and he was a Humvee mechanic. He was also trained to be a combat lifesaver, which is like a step below a medic. So they get to the soldiers and try to stabilize them as best.
So he was a specialist?
Specialist, yeah. So they try to stabilize the soldiers. Anyway, on the way to that combat, they were trapped and ambushed, and 7 soldiers were killed in that ambush, and Casey was one of them. And we never agreed with the war. Casey didn't either. He didn't agree with his commander-in-chief. We didn't understand why Iraq was an imminent threat to the United States, or really any threat to the United States.
Well, Dick Cheney said it wasn't, but that he was going to lie to the American people and tell them it was.
Right, right. And so, at that point, we thought that it was a senseless war. And I, when Casey was home last Christmas, I begged him not to go. I would joke around with him and tell him to hold still so I can run him over and stuff like that and break his legs or, knock him out and take him to Canada. But he just said, Mom, come on. This is my job. I have to go. I have to support my buddies. That's going to be okay.
And by the way, that's what keeps the troops there is supporting their buddies.
That's right.
And I saw one poor fella on CNN whose brother was killed. He's sitting there with his 8-month-old baby on his lap, and he goes, well, you know, they killed my brother, so I'm going back. Look, that vengeance isn't going to bring his brother back, and what it's going to do is perhaps end up having his baby lose a father and his parents who were begging him to stay.
Lose another child.
He doesn't even have to go back, but the guy's going back.
Right.
Going back so a bunch of fat cats can, can, you know, play Risk on the face of the earth.
Yeah, Casey, one of Casey's buddies, in fact, it was his best friend, and he was with Casey when he died. He was Casey's chief in the motor pool. And he was on leave in September, and he came back, and he came to visit us because he lives in California, too. And he said, Cindy, they lied to us so bad. He said they told us we were going to go over there, and we were going to build schools and get their water system going and build up relationships with the Iraqi people. He goes, every day this is what we do. They try to kill us, and we try to kill them. And he says it's all about just keeping each other alive. And I said, Mike, you know, you don't have to go back. This is against the law, what I'm about to tell you. But I said, you know, we have money from Casey. If you want to take your family to Canada or if you need a lawyer, we will help to fight to keep you from going back to this immoral war. And he said, Cindy, I have to go back. My men are there. He goes, I don't want to go back. And he was crying. He goes, I don't want to go back, but my men are there. I have to go back.
Well, they don't want to betray their friends, which is admirable. But then you have to look at the larger scale.
Right.
It's just going to continue this black hole while a bunch of, I mean, I watch Bush and the rest of them. I mean, they're walking around in $5,000 gowns.
Right.
And his daughters are putting their lipstick on and laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just up there smirking. And the Democrats are all voting for this war.
I know.
And they're just a bunch of decadent, lying trash.
And our young men are honorable and brave, and they're dying for this. And to me, it's just despicable what our country is doing. And, you know, I just want to say something to your parents out there. There is going to be a draft, and it's going to be coming sooner than we think. And don't let these maniacs have your children.
Well, it's sacrificing them to the New World Order.
Right.
I mean, they already have a draft. Somebody served.
Right.
I mean, we got guard who's been in country for 2 years, getting a month off here or there, and they're telling them, sorry, 4 years now, you're going to...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in Vietnam and World War II, they didn't keep you in combat for more than a year.
Right, and people don't understand that. You know, they don't understand that there's already a draft, a backdoor draft, and the stop loss, and individual ready reserve.
And people say, they signed on for that. No.
No, they didn't.
A federal judge ruled. It does not say that in the contract.
Right.
You sign up for the amount of time. And folks, people sit there, these armchair quarterbacks, and go, you know, attack Iran, attack Syria, like it's something entertaining to watch on TV.
That's
folks, they're going to send your children, and when they get their arms and legs blown off, or even worse, die, you know, you're going to be on this show. I've had these people call me, you know, after they lose children, oh, the war was wrong, you were right, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to do this so these globalists can have the oil.
You know, and it's just so, it's so heartbreaking when, you know, I really blame myself for letting my son go. And people now, since Casey died, you know, all the proof has come out. And I didn't know anything about the Project for a New American Century before my son was killed. But now I know about that. You know, all the reports have come out saying that this war was based on lies. And
for those who don't know, this is basically, in a nutshell, one thing Cheney wrote. We need terror attacks to get them to do what we want. And Saddam isn't a threat, but he's got the oil.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get into this war, and once we're there, we're going to expand it to Iran and Syria. Go ahead.
Well, and then people won't wake up and realize that their government has betrayed them, and that's what Gold Star Families for Peace is trying to do. We're trying to wake these people up.
Well, this isn't our government.
They don't get the wake-up call that we get.
This isn't our government. It's been hijacked by criminal corporate interests that are not free market.
Mm-hmm.
We have been hijacked by organized crime.
You're right. And, you know, it's really hard to... We try to make it in as simple terms as possible. It's one mom's heart reaching out to another mom's heart. Because you don't want this to happen to you. It's a nightmare.
Well, I mean, if our country was being attacked, then, you know, of course, we'd all volunteer. But
that's right.
This isn't the country that attacked us. We'll be right back.
the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to take some of your calls. And if you disagree with us, if you think this war is a great thing, and you're like half Americans in the major polls who believe Saddam Hussein attacked us on 9/11, even though the government admits he didn't, or if you believe the propaganda that weapons of mass destruction were found, you call us and explain to us. Or if you think the draft's a great thing, or if you think that this war is good, or if you disagree with it, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got family serving over there, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Talking to Cindy Sheehan, and she was the mother of Army Specialist Casey Austin Sheehan,
killed in action last year. She's the co-founder of Gold Star Families for Peace. We'll tell you about that website and organization here in a moment. You know, I talked about this on Monday. I saw two double amputees this weekend, one at a computer store, another at a grocery store. I saw one double amputee and one person who lost an arm, but this, you know, handsome black guy with a high and tight, you know, haircut in a wheelchair helping me get up. A real nice fellow helping me, you know, pick out a hard drive, a bigger hard drive. And I just said, "You get back from Iraq?" And he said, "Yeah." And he still had bandages on his legs. And then I saw another fellow, a white guy, you know, nice looking guy with his, you know, short haircut, sitting there in the grocery store having trouble pushing the cart, you know, and you know, guiding it. And he had a, you know, his arm blown off up at the shoulder. I said, "Did you just get back from Iraq?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, God bless you." But, I mean, I'm seeing the wreckage just around me, and it's been in major newspapers that they will discharge somebody in Germany at Ramstein or other bases, the big medical bases, just so they don't have to pay for their flight back and make families pay to fly them back. I mean, this is disgusting. Any comments to that, Cindy?
Well, you know, I always get accused of not supporting the troops by my work. And, you know, I know my only way of supporting the troops now is, since this is a proven, based on lies, this war, it has been unequivocally proven that it's based on lies, is to bring them home. Not one drop of Iraqi or American blood should be shed. They should just get out of there as fast as possible. And what I find even more despicable is, the injuries in this war are way more serious than other wars. They're more often than not getting more than one limb blown off because of their Kevlar body armor. They get their limbs blown off, and they have to go into the hospital for long periods of time and rehabilitation. And if they are in a VA hospital for over 3 months, they have to start paying for their own meals. And to me, that is deplorable. These men... You know,
never been done before. There are people, and understand what she's saying. Normally in Vietnam or World War II or Korea, you would die from your injuries because they were so bad. But the body armor is so good that it just blows everything off that was around it. And so normally they would die. Now they're not dying. And then they get here, and yes, people in the hospitals, I mean, I'm talking triple amputees, are being forced to pay for their own meals.
And, you know, and they say that I don't support the troops, you know.
Supporting the troops means being mindless, cutting them loose, not caring about them, just waving a plastic flag. Supporting the troops means not caring about them, letting them breathe the depleted uranium, letting them take the experimental vaccines that are illegal to give them. Supporting the troops means not caring about them. You've got to learn doublethink here, Cindy.
Well, you know what, too, Alex, is that we found out, you know, Casey was only over there for 2 weeks, so he just started a letter, and he didn't have a chance to finish it, and we got it back with his things. But we found out that for the last 2 weeks of his life, he was sleeping in his Humvee because there wasn't enough cots on post. He was stationed at FOB War Eagle in Sauter City, and since he gave up a bed, he was allowed to have one other meal a day. Because they were down to one meal a day. So if you give up your bed, you can have two meals a day instead of one.
And again, it's all about profit. Halliburton does the meals, and they get billions, and they've been caught feeding old, rotten meals to them, contaminated water. It's all about profit. But for all the private contractors and CIA folks, they've got topless dancers, the finest whiskeys, drugs in the green zone, and they're just partying. While outside the armored compound, our troops are being slaughtered.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, I just want to tell people, your listeners, supporting the troops would be getting them out of there because, you know, we're going into Iran or Syria next, and our kids will never come home. It's going to be perpetual war, and that's what these people want because they're getting richer.
But war is peace. Ignorance is strength.
Right, right. And wake up, America, because it's going to be your kids or you next.
Absolutely. Cindy, stay there. We're going to come back and talk about your organization and how folks get involved and try to end this criminal war. And then we'll also take folks' calls. So we'll be right back at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Walt and Barney and Fred and Carol and Steve, your calls are all coming up here momentarily. We're talking to Cindy Sheehan, lost her son in Iraq. And, you know, he was a volunteer. He joined up. He went there, but he didn't agree with the war. He had joined the military in 2000, but he still went, and he died. And these reports, I've talked to the troops in person, but it's also been in mainstream news that they'll turn their tanks on when it's cold because the winter just passed. And they'll be told, turn them off, don't use fuel. And then the officers all go off and stay in the lavish palaces while they literally sleep in their tanks and their Humvees, and they're not given cold weather gear, they're given nothing. They're given, as she said, one meal a day, and because it's all about profit. They got money to be, you know, feeding these guys T-bone steaks three times a day. It's just... pay for your food when your legs are blown off. Pay for your flight back home. It's just pure evil. And the Democrats and Republicans won't talk about it because they're all for this. They're all living high on the hog off this slavery. Cindy, tell us about your organization and any other points you want to make before we go to these calls.
I founded an organization called Gold Star Families for Peace. A Gold Star family is a family that has lost a loved one in the war. And we were all... going out separately around the country, speaking out for peace and against the war, and to support our troops by bringing them home And our mission is to bring the troops home before any other families have to go through what we're going through. And we realize we can't bring our loved ones back, but hopefully with our efforts and what we say and what we do, we can bring the rest of America's children home before it's too late. And if you want to go on our website, it's www.gsfp.org.
And give that address out one more time, please.
www.gsfp.org, Gold Star Families for Peace.
And folks, if you go to my website, Infowars.com, it says the guest for today. You can click right there and go directly to her website. So that's posted on InfoWars.
And I can be contacted through the website, too. It says contact members. Click on that, and then you can click on my email and contact me.
I wanted to just briefly talk about numbers of dead. What, it's 1,200 and something now?
It's 1,469 the last time I looked last night.
Oh, 469,
yeah.
Sorry.
Five soldiers were killed yesterday.
Okay, so it's almost 1,500 now. I was going
right.
off a number a few months old.
Right.
I apologize. But I've also seen reports where they don't count somebody as a theater death or a casualty, KIA, unless they die in Iraq. A lot of them are flown out to Germany, and then that doesn't count as dying from wounds from combat, and that the numbers, as you mentioned earlier, of just injured and maimed and disfigured is astronomically higher because of the body armor.
I've been told also that as long as they get their foot on a helicopter, they don't count as being killed in Iraq. So they're not counted as a official death in the war. And I was talking to a Marine that had been out of the Marines, and he was worked in the morgue, and he told me, and this was months ago, he told me that the casualty figures are way low. He said that at least 1,000 Marines have been killed in this war, and this was months ago.
Now, for those who don't believe this, for the first 4 years of the undeclared war in Vietnam, over 6,000 of our troops died, and they kept it secret until the mid-70s. So they've done this before, and this is something America never did until Vietnam. Now, the Soviets and others, they always did stuff like this. They would tell families, don't tell anybody that your husband or your son died in Afghanistan. Keep your mouth shut. And so on top of it, I'm sure you heard about a month ago that in Louisiana they were bringing in a bunch of the dead. And the family said, we want them to be seen. And the officers rebelled and said, okay, we're going to show people the coffins. So we're also seeing now people in the military aren't putting up with this. I mean, are the propaganda we hear that the troops love and worship Bush and they just love the war, from what I've been hearing from the troops, that's not the case.
Well, from the troops I hear from, that's not the case either. And I'm sure if you went over there and searched, you can find people that still support the war and support the president, and those are the only people that we see on the mainstream news. And the picture that Tammy Cilicio took back in April of the flag-draped coffins coming home that she got fired from her job for, my son was in one of those coffins. And before that, the Army does not tell you anything. The only reason I know about details of my son's death is that his buddy told me. And his buddies told me. They've filled in the missing pieces of that day. And before I saw that picture on the news, we didn't know that if maybe they just put Casey in a body bag and stacked him in the corner like cordwood. You know, and to us, to see what care they were and honor that they were treated with from the time, you know, they left Iraq to come back to America, you know, that was something that was a comfort to us. You know, these boys are sent over to be killed, and then they're brought back in the dark of night like they're, like you know, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Like they're a dirty porno magazine.
Right, exactly. And this is another slap in the face to us families of our, and I believe that my son is a hero. My son was an honorable, brave man who went to save his buddies. I only question the people who sent them there and what were any of them doing there in that situation anyway.
Well, if you support the troops...
Of course I do.
No, I was going to say, if you support the troops of the listeners, then you should have them back here right now. I have had the man who literally wrote the book for the Pentagon, the PhD, the doctorate, on this broadcast, who was sent to Iraq to study DU in 91. Almost his whole team has died, Dr. Doug Rocky. He has had cancer multiple times. Their own handbooks prior to that said, if you breathe this, it's going to kill you from the heavy metal effects alone. And the toxicity and the radiation, the New York Daily News tested 14 troops. All 14 had high levels of radiation, upwards of 2 rems, because these DU companies, folks, don't just put DU in it. They're getting rid of toxic waste. They're putting a higher radiation level in it. The entire country's been salted with this. It is an abomination. And when you bomb Hiroshima or Nagasaki, the radiation goes away, folks. Not with DU. This stuff's going to be there for millions of years. Our troops are coming back, and they're not giving them treatment. I mean, I've had the fathers on the show crying, you know, whose sons came back and died of DU, and they're breaking down. I mean, is that supporting the troops, sending them? And it's illegal to give them experimental vaccines, but the drug companies have been caught paying the government, paying politicians off to test drugs on the troops as guinea pigs, literally like using your sons and daughters as rodents.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, that's how you support them, you sickos
mm-hmm.
out there? I mean, you people make me sick.
Well, what about all the Iraqi children that have been born since the first Gulf War with terrible deformities because of the DU we left
out? Yeah, their deformities have at least tripled.
Yeah.
And the same thing's now showing up in Serbia.
Yeah. You know, and another thing that we don't talk about...
Gulf War vets have 3 times the higher percentage as well of having deformed children. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right. Is the suicides after the kids are coming home. You know, they don't count them at the VA, so we don't know. We don't have a reliable figure for the suicides of our children who are coming home just from this war. You know, and they rarely... The VA will rarely admit that they killed themselves because of post-traumatic stress. They usually say it was, you know, because they broke up with their girlfriend.
Well, I've read the Army studies.
Like
I've read the military studies, and I've had their psychologists on, people that have studied this. They knew, again, back in World War II. I mean, they knew 200 years ago, marching their redcoats around. I've read some of the old British redcoat manuals. You can't keep soldiers in combat indefinitely. They burn out. And troops have never been put through this long a sustained, continual combat. In Vietnam, they'd put you 2 or 3 days in the bush, take you out for 2 or 3 days or longer. This time, I'm told it is just non-stop.
Right, it's relentless what they're going through right now. You know, they might get a weekend of R&R occasionally, but, you know, where do they go? You know, there's no place to go.
Well, they're lucky to be getting one meal, and we don't support the troops because we want them to get more than one meal. We're bad. We want them to get more than one meal. Okay, I'm bad. I admit it. And we're bad because we want to support them and have them, you know, when their arms and legs are blown off, get their plane ticket paid for. But, again, that may be Al-Qaeda-ish. So let's talk to Walt in Kansas City. Walt, go ahead.
Yeah, well, God bless you both, Alex. And I want you to know I'm listening every day. I just don't call. Kind of busy. I want to give you a story about my son. He told me that he had never been so sick in his life because of all of the shots he thinks. And I said, well, of course it's because of all of the shots that you're getting. You know, the stuff keeps stacking up. Now, he's at a base called Anaconda, LSA Anaconda, Logistics Support Area. There's 25,000 troops there, and let me give you the website. You can just type this in, Mortaritaville, into your Explorer, Netscape, or whatever, Mortaritaville, and you'll see all kinds of news articles where a general has requested on numerous occasions more troops for parameter patrol, and been denied. They're having to pay for their own uniforms. They're having to buy their own fuel at $1.93 a gallon. Paying for their own meals. My son is an Air Force mechanic, a B-2 mechanic. But yet they've got him driving trucks for the 7th Battalion, 7th Truck Transportation Battalion.
That's the most dangerous job.
Yeah. And he's a staff sergeant, so they've made him a platoon leader, which means he drives in one of them armored Humvees, kind of like, lead man. There's no danger, more dangerous job than being a point man. And the mechanics and others, there, the MPs and stuff for the Air Force, have even volunteered to go do the perimeter patrols, but they said it'd take about 3 weeks to train them for that. Plus, they need somebody to work on the aircraft when they come in, damaged or something, and the Air Force will not even keep aircraft there. They say it's too dangerous.
We have people living in these ivory towers with marble all around them, out on their million-dollar jet boats, flying in their helicopters, laughing, giggling, slurping beer. Meanwhile, Iraq is already fallen. It is totally imploded.
Yeah, and let's not forget about these pieces of garbage that are going also to Bohemian Groves to live it up while our boys are getting slaughtered over there.
That's right. All our Christian conservative leaders are going to have sex with their male prostitutes.
Yeah.
New York Post.
I'm still doing my thing with your videos and getting the word out as much as I can, and I'm finding a lot more people are waking up. And the tapes that Dave and Joyce made, the Gulf War vets and all of the stuff about that, I'm getting those out too in regards to your DU and everything. And, you know, if you go to the website, right on the base's own website, Balad, Iraq is where it is, B-A-L-A-D. Right on the base's own website, it says that they inspected for HMX because that's one of the places that the HMX was stored. And it says check for radioactivity, the IAEA did. But you know what they leave out? The results.
Now, I hear you, Walt. God bless you. And please keep us informed about your son. Please call in with that information. Let me just add this to what he's saying. In the first Gulf War, they bombed mainly just a few highways and military bases. A lot of DU was used at about one-third of what was used this time, thousands of tons, but it was used out in the desert. This time they bombarded. Even when they knew the enemy had already fled and surrendered, they bombarded almost all the major military bases. Well, where do you think our troops moved in? And this is admitted, and they just send them right in, and they live right in buildings with holes blown in the top by DU. They're just in there breathing it. Man, this is out of control, folks. Let's talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, go ahead. You're on the air, then Steve and a bunch of other people. Go ahead, Barney.
Yeah. Hey, I spoke about this before, Alex, but on Tarawa, during World War II, we had an average temperature of around 130 degrees. And once we were able to take over the land and expelled all the Japanese, why, we could take off our battle gear. We could go around in T-shirts and dungarees. But the idea is these kids over here, they have to go around in full battle dress in temperatures of 130 degrees.
The point is, you had an enemy in front of you, classical warfare, symmetrical, that you could go defeat, and then you'd get R&R and play volleyball and go swimming. Now it's just continual.
Yeah, well, like I said before, we had sweat glands foul up on our body, and we had these large cysts, big as your thumbnail, come up all over our back, over the back of our neck, behind our ear. We had fungus in our ears. And I used to go into the bow of an airplane and clean the five machine guns, and I'd be in there 15 minutes. I'd come out soaking really wet. And can you imagine what these kids with this battle gear are doing? And they are having heart attacks and everything over there. These people over there, especially the guard and the reserve, they're all out of state.
Yeah, it gets freezing cold in the winter.
Yeah.
In the top half of Iraq, and then it gets boiling hot nationwide.
Yeah. And
I have read 133 degrees.
That's right. That's hot, baby. You just picked your.
No, I did 2-a-days once when it was 117, and they didn't cancel the 2-a-days. Some of the other high schools did.
Well, you know what the bad part is when it comes right down to it. The one worlders are trying to take our borders away and to destroy our sovereignty, and the Iraqis are actually fighting our war against the one worlders. And we're killing the Iraqis.
Unbelievable, Barney. Thank you for your call. There's a World War II vet for you. What do you? I mean, that's some amazing testimony, Cindy.
Yes. Well, you know what? I guess war has always been really bad, but like you said, if we were attacked, if the United States was in danger, we would all defend our country. I'd go out with my rolling pin to try and get, you know, the attackers out of the country. And I don't blame the Iraqi people for my son's death at all. You know, we do the same thing. In fact, we did the same thing in the Revolutionary War, you know, so we could be free from Great Britain. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that more than half of America thinks that this is a moral and just war that we're fighting.
Well, it isn't more than half America. I've talked to people. That's propaganda.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
We'll be back, and I'm told that Louie disagrees, and we'll go to Steve as well. I'll try to hold my guest about 5 minutes over into the next hour so we have more time to take your calls. Then we've got a guest coming on to talk about the new national security minion, the torture lord, Negroponte.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Own you. The government isn't your master. We are the people. In America, we're supposed to be above the government. But now we're going back into slavery. It's just that simple. We're about to go back to our guest, and Louie, who disagrees with us, and Steve and others have been patiently holding. But you always go to the front of the line if you disagree. But before we do that, folks, it's time to wake people up. It's time to engage in the information war. It's time to expose the New World Order. And my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, the first 25 minutes of the film, gets into who the neocons are, the false left-right paradigm, the phoniness of the Iraq War. It details the fraud and explains it to people and gets into PNAC. And it's a two-hour, 44-minute film to give you an idea of how much is in this thing. It's $25.95, the equivalent of three or four films in one. But if you order three or more of any of the 11 films I've made, they drop down to $19.95 apiece. That is a $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special. I got deals where you buy One Road to Tyranny for the regular price. Each additional is $5.95. I got a bunch of just great deals at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free right now, folks. Don't procrastinate. You also support this broadcast, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 if you want to know the truth, or PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get a membership there for a month or a year, 15 cents a day, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of audio interviews, almost 100 TV shows I've done, special reports. It's just crazy. There's so much at PrisonPlanet.tv, so sign up today. Louie in Texas, I hear you disagree with something. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, sir. Okay, Mr. Jones, I'm a subscriber to your website, and my disagreement with you is that you're not screaming loud enough.
I knew it.
We are in trouble. And let me tell you something. Another thing that makes me mad, I tried to download Police State 3, and for some reason I can't view it. That's the best thing I've ever seen. If people need to see that video.
Well, send an email, and we'll check it. It might be the file's too big. Do you have high bandwidth or low bandwidth?
I have high bandwidth, and I mean it took forever to download it. And I get it, and I can't even see it. And I'm telling you, I think it's your masterpiece.
Well, what I'll
but
do...
you need to make more noise. I mean, our lives are in your hands, people like you. You have power out there. You need to make more noise. You're not making enough noise. I mean, just get really get out there and make more noise. I love your work, and we are in a serious situation in history right now.
Cindy, do you have anything to say to what... what our caller's saying?
Well, I'm screaming so loud I'm losing my voice. So I was screaming out in the rain the other day, and, you know, we just need more people to help us, Louis, so join us in our fight. And it's going to take a lot of us screaming to wake America up, because we can't wake this administration up.
Well, I want people to know that this is not a joke. The troops really do have to pay for their own food. They really do. They tell them you've got to have clean uniforms, but then they charge them $100 for 10 pounds of laundry. I mean, this has never been done. Our government's so corrupt, the private corporations there literally ensure that they suck every amount of money out of their paychecks and then nothing goes home to the families. I mean, this is so evil. This has never been done before.
Well, right, the families that are left at home, too, they're on food stamps, you know, they're on welfare, they can't make ends meet, they're losing their homes, they're losing their cars, especially our troops in the National Guard who joined to guard the nation and were sent to a war. So if there's a draft coming, it's going to be here, and your sons and daughters won't even be able to join the National Guard.
And it's going to come after the globalists carry out another terror attack.
And they won't be safe in the National Guard. So
absolutely. Louis, thanks for the call. Stay there. Stay there for five more minutes. We're going to start the third hour. Stay with us. Hello, folks.